Blog Talk Radio.
Roses are red, my love. Violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you.
Aw, that was so sweet. So who really sang that song, Brian, besides you?
Well, on this date, July the 14th of 1962, the great Bobby Vinton started a four-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with Roses Are Red, My Love.
That's right. Speaking of history, did you know that on this date in 1853, the very first U.S. World's Fair opened at New York's Crystal Palace?
It did. Well, now that must have been pretty cool. But, you know, here's something that I did not know, and I call this from out of the left field or the space. And on this date in 1891, John T. Smith got a patent for none other than a cork board.
A cork board? Do you mean those poster boards that hang on the wall and you stick a piece of paper on it with a pen?
Yeah, that's right.
Who knew?
Well, and here's something interesting. In 1940, due to the beanball wars that were going on.
Well, wait. Beanball wars? Is this for real? What's
yes.
that?
Well, a beanball is when someone would hit a baseball player with a baseball, usually on purpose. A lot of times it was done by the pitcher from the mound.
Oh, wait, bean, as in head. I get it. Get beaned in the head. People were really doing this?
Yes, they were. And so Spalding developed a baseball helmet with ear flaps on them to protect the batters.
Wow. Well, I have one to share with you, Brian.
You're so excited, I'll bet it must be about horses.
Well, of course it is. On this date in 1951, the very first color telecast of a sporting event took place.
Uh-oh, I think here it comes.
CBS Television televised a horse race. And can you guess what else happened?
I'm sure it has something to do with a horse.
Yes, Citation became the very first horse to win $1 million through horse racing.
Wow, $1 million. Boy, that horse must have really been releasing his free spirit that day.
Oh, my. Anyway, Brian, on that note, what do we have for our listeners today?
Well, this morning we're continuing our message on releasing the spirit in our lives.
Okay. This is going to be another fun program, I can already tell. I've really enjoyed working on this series.
Me too, my bride, and this has really been fun working with you on this. So why don't we recap the steps that we've covered so far?
That's a great idea, Brian.
So in case that you've missed the last 2 weeks, we're going to take some time to share the steps of releasing the spirit in our lives. And if you'd like to listen to the entire program from those previous weeks, our sister Montel has made them available on the Reaching Out Radio website. And so you can go back and listen to the entire program. And on our first program, we had discussed what it meant to release.
That's right, Brian. We shared that the word release means to be set free from confinement, restraint, or bondage. Basically, let it go. Let it go.
Oh, you stole my thunder. So we shared that first step was we were supposed to let go.
We did. We shared that we have to let go of those things that are keeping us from moving forward.
Okay, so now the second step that we talked about was that we have to learn to forgive others.
Boy, that's a tough one for most of us. We have to learn to forgive others because even if we do not forgive them, we will harbor those ill feelings of anger and resentment. But worse than that, God will not forgive us.
And we also shared that there was a spirit that was attached to this.
Yes, there is. And this spirit is a spirit of offense. It keeps us from being healed, and it keeps us from being blessed.
And then we had to learn that we have to learn to release to receive.
That's right. We need to release all of those things that would keep our eyes off of Him, off God. That means everything that would distract us or knock us off track and keep us from our vision and goal.
And Leah, we talked about this, so why is it important for us to release to receive?
Because, Brian, we have to release everything. Because when you do, you gain Christ.
And we also talked about the importance of encouraging others as well.
That's right. We shared this great reminder from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21. I'm reading this from the Good News Bible. Speak to one another with the words of psalms, hymns, and sacred songs. Sing hymns and psalms to the Lord with praise in your heart. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, always give thanks for everything to God the Father.
Amen to that. And then we shared that the fourth thing that we had to do was we have to pray for His Spirit.
Oh, yes. We need to ask the Lord for His Spirit. And just to remind our listeners, Jesus gave us this answer in John 14, verse 25. He told us the following, and I'm reading this one from the New American Standard Version. These things I have spoken to you while abiding with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all I said to you.
You know, and then last week we shared that the fifth step in releasing the Spirit in our lives was that we have to learn to yield.
Yes, we do. We shared last week that this word yield meant to surrender or stop all resistance, and that it means that we have to submit to another person.
That's right, Leah, and we discussed that word yield in great depth. And you had a great reminder from God's Word on yielding.
Oh, yes. From New American Standard Bible, I read this passage last week from Job 22, verse 21. Yield now and be at peace with Him. Thereby good will come to you.
And a second item that I had shared about yielding was that Hebrew word was tevuah, which meant it also means to gain wisdom. And just to remind our listeners, in Proverbs 8:19 from the New American Standard, it reads that my fruit is better than gold, even pure gold, and my yield better than the choicest silver.
His fruit is better than gold and silver. I love it.
And then we discussed the sixth step to releasing the Spirit in our lives. And that sixth step was we have to learn to have obedience.
Wow. I shared with our listeners last week that word obedience. It means the condition or quality of being obedient, the act or an instance of obeying, dutiful or submissive behavior.
And remember that you shared a really great passage about obedience. Would you please share that verse with our listeners again this morning?
I would love to, Brian. The verse I shared is found in Romans chapter 16, verse 26, and I want to read this from the New International Version. But now revealed and made known through the prophetic writings by the command of the eternal God, so that all the Gentiles might come to the obedience that comes from faith.
You know, Leah, it also seems that you had found something else really important about that word obedience.
Why, yes, I did. And I'd like to share that with our listeners again this week. Now, the word obedient is an adjective of the word obedience, and it means dutifully complying with the commands, orders, or instructions of one in authority.
Wow. Now, you know, this means that it is our duty to comply with commands or orders. It's also our duty to comply with instructions of someone who is in authority over us.
That's right, Brian. That same word means that we are to be compliant and submissive.
And could I get you to read that passage that you shared last week on that topic again with our listeners?
This verse is very powerful, and it should bring to light how we are to respond to authority. The Apostle Peter tells us this in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 and 14, and I will be reading this from the New Living Translation. For the Lord's sake, submit to all human authority, whether to the king as head of state or the officials he has appointed. For the king has sent them to punish those who do wrong, and to honor those who do right.
And then we finished sharing with this important observation. Obedience is sacrifice. And when you are obedient, things change. And remember that obedience brings blessings.
And Brian, I want to share with our listeners today, with that obedience, we will need strength.
That's right.
We will need endurance.
Mm-hmm.
And we will need confidence.
Oh, yes.
Paul reminds us of this promise in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 and 36. I'm going to read this from New King James Version. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise.
That was just awesome, my bride.
So what happens on the show today?
Well, today we're going to cover the seventh step in releasing the Spirit. And that step is worship.
Oh, I love this word. It's one of my favorites of all time, just to sit, be in prayer, and to worship our God.
Well, then why don't we get started and really dive in and learn about this word worship this morning? So, Leah, what does the word worship mean?
Brian, this is really interesting. Since we are talking about worship from a Christian point of view, I found this great quote from Andrew E. Hill. He's a professor of Old Testament at Wheaton College in Wheaton, Illinois. He said, "If Christianity is the transformation of rebels into worshipers of God, then it is imperative for the Christian to know and understand what constitutes biblical worship." He then went on to say, "One may always consult Webster's dictionary for the precise meaning of worship, which means adore, idolize, esteem worthy, reverence, homage, etc. Yet truly defining worship proves more difficult because it's both an attitude and an act."
Oh my gosh, that was really cool. I just loved what he said was the transformation of rebels into worshipers. How awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that word worship in Hebrew is shahah, and it means to bow down or to prostrate oneself.
Prostrate.
It means to bow down before a superior in homage, or to bow down before God in worship. And you know, Jesus gave us an answer about worship when he spoke with the Samaritan woman at the well. And this is from John 4:24 in the NIV.
Oh, Brian, I want to read this one.
Okay, Leah, go ahead.
I'm going to start at John chapter 4, verses 22 and 24. And it says, "Instead, Jesus said, 'You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is Spirit, and his worshipers must worship in the Spirit and in truth."
So we must learn to worship in the Spirit and in truth. So let's talk about this some more. So what are some of the ways that we can worship?
Well, Brian, being a prayer intercessor, I can worship him through my prayers and in my praise.
That's right.
Psalm 29, verses 1 and 2 reminds us of this, and I'm reading this from New King James Version. "Give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name, and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness."
Oh, I just love that verse. And here's another verse on prayer. This is from Psalms 95, verses 6 and 7. And I found I wanted to read this one in the New American Standard Bible Version. "Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you would only hear his voice."
We can also worship him with our tithes and offerings. Yes, our tithes and offerings are a form of worship.
Wow, now that's interesting.
Well, well, sure, we're giving back to God. In 1 Chronicles 16, verse 29, the New King James Version reads, "Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness."
And you know, our worship to him is very, very important. You know, when King Solomon had finished building the temple, an amazing thing happened.
What was that, Brian?
Well, 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verses 13 through 14 gives us this answer, and this is from the Amplified Bible. "And when the trumpeters and the singers were joined in unison, making one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord, and when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and other instruments for song and praise the Lord, saying, 'For he is good, for his mercy and loving kindness endure forever,' then the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud."
Wow.
"So that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God."
That is so cool. Can you just imagine what that must have looked like just to have been in that house of the Lord? Wow.
You know, Leah, and being a musician, we can worship the Lord our God through singing of songs. And not just singing of songs, but also by playing music before the Lord. A lot of times I've had friends who have told me, they said, "Well, you got to have words." And I said, if you're praising the Lord knows what you're saying through that music.
Absolutely.
And so in Psalms 100, verses 1 and 2, it says, "Shout joyfully to the Lord, all of the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing."
Oh, Brian, here's another example of singing to the Lord. This is from Colossians chapter 3, verse 6. "Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God."
Oh, thank you, Leah. And you know, there's an old saying that says that music soothes the soul. I found this great passage from James chapter 5, verses 13 through 15, and this is from the Message Bible. And then just before it started, there was this note or a footmark in the Bible just before the scripture started. It says, "Prayer to be reckoned with."
Wow.
It says, "Are you hurting? Pray. Do you feel great? Sing. Are you sick? Call the church leaders together to pray and anoint you with oil in the name of the Master. Believing prayer will heal you, and Jesus will put you on your feet. And if you've sinned, you'll be forgiven, healed inside and out."
Oh my gosh, that is so cool. Believing prayer, not just prayer, believing prayer.
Amen.
And do you know what is acceptable before the Lord for worship as well?
No, Leah, what's that?
Dancing.
Are you sure? Dancing? But what about some people who would say that this is not appropriate in church, or that's disrespectful, or you can't do that?
Well, in 2 Samuel 6, verses 12 to 14, it says, "And it was told King David, 'The Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the ark of God.' So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with rejoicing. And when those who bore the ark of the Lord had gone six paces, he sacrificed an ox and a fatling. And David danced before the Lord with all his might, clad in an linen ephod, which is a priest's upper garment."
Wow. Now that was interesting. But is that the only time someone danced before the Lord?
Oh no. When the Lord delivered his people from the land of Egypt, there was also dancing that took place. We read in Exodus 15, verses 20 and 21, "Miriam the prophetess, Aaron's sister, took the timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dancing. Miriam answered them, "Sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and his rider he has hurled into the sea."
And you know, we also know that we worship him by observing annual feast days, such as the Feast of Passover, just as Jesus did during his ministry. And the disciples even worshiped by keeping the day of Pentecost after Jesus had died and rose from the grave.
We can also worship him by being a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7 says, "So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver."
And you know, we can also use our spiritual gifts to worship. And this is from 1 Corinthians 12:4. It says that there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord.
Mm-hmm.
There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in every one, it is the same God at work. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good.
And we can worship the Lord by being a living sacrifice.
Mm.
Paul tells us this in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. This is from the New American Standard Bible. "Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship."
Gosh, you know, we could spend an entire program just on worship, Leah. Maybe we can do that on another program in the future.
Sure.
So, let me ask you, why do you think, then, it's important to worship?
Because the Lord wants us to worship him, and that means all of him, all of us, his children. Psalms 22:27 says it best, "All the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you."
So in wrapping up this session on worship, here's something that the late Dr. Miles Monroe shared about worship. He said, "God is looking for worshipers who will worship him in spirit and truth."
Oh, yes.
God responds to people who have a deep hunger for him.
Mm-hmm.
And passionate worshipers love to be with God, and he loves to be with them.
Mm.
So to recap, Leah, why don't you share the 7 steps to releasing the Spirit?
Thank you, Brian. And thank you, listeners. Just to recap, here are the 7 steps to releasing the Spirit in your life. First, let go of things keeping you from moving forward. 2, forgive others. 3 is release to receive. 4, we pray for his Spirit. 5, we have to yield to his will. 6, we have to have obedience to do his will. And 7, learn to worship.
Oh, Leah, that was just awesome. And it's been our pleasure to really be able to have an opportunity to bring this 7-step message to you on releasing the Spirit in your lives. So as we had mentioned at the very beginning of the program, if you have a question or a comment that you'd like to share for either Evangelist Montel, Leah, or myself, please feel free by calling 347-308-8837. And that phone number again is 347-308-8837. And we look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you, Brian. And now, back to you, Montel.
I want to put on one of Brian's songs. My little kitty jumps on my laptop and hit the play button before it was supposed to go.
Oh, he was giving you a cat scan.
Giving the music again.
So, anyhow, I want to share one of your songs and get the phone lines open again. That number is 347-308-8837. Great teachings again, you two. I'm always blessed. Your show always uplifts
Thank
me.
You
do an amazing job, and I really do appreciate you two.
Okay.
Thank you.
And we're going to share one of the tracks off Brian's Reflection CD. And his CDs always uplift me. I always feel the anointing. They're great for prayer time, to shutting yourself in, to meditate upon God's word. Or I love to put them in, too, when my husband and I travel. They just They bring peace and always feel the presence of the Lord. And I encourage you to support Brian in his music ministry as well, because his music will truly bless you, and all him and Leah both do are for the glory of the Lord. And right now I'm going to bless you by playing Brian's song. Listening to your show this morning. I think God has scheduled allowed it. I'm going to welcome him on. Good morning, Jerry.
Hi, good morning. How's everybody doing this morning?
Doing great, Jerry. Good to hear from you.
We're blessed, and thank you for calling in.
Well, you're very welcome, and you bless a lot of people, including myself. I tried to get on, and I accidentally knocked myself off, and then I just called back on, but you know, I just really want to pray for everybody to you know, because I really think that what Montel, our sister's doing, and with this whole network, what you're doing with your show, I think it's something much needed today. Because there's, you know, there's a whole, you know, just a big circle of chaos and confusion going on today. Shows like this, I think, really give people more, you know, of a feeling of security in their spirit. And I think it's it shines a good directive light on their path. Gives them a sense of hope. It gives them a sense of security, purpose. You know, you're not discussing things that are nonsensical or, you know, anything that's like unproductive. I think it's really, you're making a great contribution to people in spirit, mind, in their heart. You're drawing them closer to Jesus Christ, which lacks today. And that's why, you know, what this ministry does, I think, is such an enormous blessing on me and everybody that listens. I'm just going to continue to keep, you know, in prayer that, you know, this continues to grow and keep me, you know, making changes in people's lives that listen.
Well, thank you so much. Your words are wonderful, and we just let the Lord lead, and He has built something wonderful here, and we just appreciate your comments, too.
Oh, yeah, well, you're
We're excited because the one thing that keeps striking out over and over is that word is to be encouraged, and it just seems to resonate with so many folks. After we first started our ministry, you know, we got our website up and running, and someone said, "Well, you know, if you want to get your name out there, you need to really write a blog." And so I started writing a blog for a little bit, and then our marketer from our book guy actually called me one day and said, you know, you need to put a name with that so that people can, it'll resonate with them. And so we just kind of decided to call it Be Encouraged. And Montel has picked up on that to, you know, call the program Be Encouraged with Brian and Leah. But the most important thing is that God has called us to be encouragers. That's one of the words that I got several years ago, and it took a couple of years for it to finally soak in. But you're right, Jerry. I mean, today, I mean, you know, gosh, you can get up and turn on the radio or the news and be depressed in 60 seconds.
Right. I mean,
and there's
well,
just
actually,
so much
like
that's going on.
I'm like a big Montel will tell you, I'm real big with social media right now. And if you look at the majority, and sadly, it comes a lot from fellow brothers and sisters. All they're posting about is like, this devastation happened. Oh, Lord. And it's like they speak nothing but dread and, you know, gloom and doom. And, you know, like it's coming. Like, but they put it almost in a context like it's a bad thing. I mean, it is a terrible thing that happened. But if you really look at the complete picture, it's also the signs that Jesus Christ is about to come back. That's a good
thing.
That's
true. That's a great thing. You bet.
I mean,
well,
that's definitely a great
thing. That's right, and it can be depressing, and it's like we were actually talking about in a Sunday school class the other day. You know, they were talking about, well, you know, I'm real big on evangelism. I'm real big about lighting the fire in the belly of the church toward revival, and there are other people that are praying for revival, which is still good. We still can continue to do that, and I believe that it can happen, but we also have to realize that that the closer that Jesus gets here, that there's going to be an apostasy, or what they call as a falling away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have to be prepared for that, because if we know that ahead of time, we're prepared for that, then we can bring that message of hope with other people. You know, we have people say, well, gosh, how do you guys as Christians managed to keep things in line? And I said, well, we pray for His protection, and we pray that we'll be hidden in plain sight.
That's right.
That's some truth. I really hope a lot of people heard you just say that. That's our point message, and it's the truth. It's scriptural. It's undeniable. I mean, if people would just get a grasp on that and apply it to themselves, I mean, they would be the lights of the world that they're actually called to be. What you said right there is a PowerPoint with the Great Commission. If you really think about it, and I'm real glad you said that. That was very, 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 very strong.
Well, you're very kind. So, Jerry, let me ask you a question. So where are you located in the great sphere of things in the United States?
Well, originally, I'll just give you a brief rundown. I was originally born in Chicago, Illinois, moved to Philadelphia when I was 10. And 4 years ago, I became a Southerner and moved down to Chesterfield, Virginia. And that's where I'm at right now. I'm committed right now. I work as a, full-time caregiver, full-time husband, and I'm, evidently getting full-time into the ministry. And I'm just, live as a servant,
Well, they say that out of your greatest tragedy, your greatest misery, that God will birth your greatest ministry. So we'll be in prayer for you as you continue to do that. You know, and being in the Southern, I was born in the land of fruits and nuts out in California. My parents picked us up and moved us from Central California to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to the sun and surf. And I told people for years that Florida was a great place to visit, but I didn't like living there. And now that we're in Texas, I just tell people I wasn't born here, but I got here as quick as I could. So.
Right. Of course, I was born here. You could probably tell that from the accent.
That's right. That's right. The Lord made sure I married a real Texas woman. So, well, that's great. So we'll be praying for you and your care ministry, and we do hope that you will stay in touch with us.
You can always get
in touch with us through social media, through Facebook, or you can go to the website. Usually, you can just send me an email to Bryant@hazakministries.com, and that'd come to my personal email address, and then I would email you back from there, so you'd have our personal email address.
Great, yeah. Amen. And, well, I'm on Facebook chatting with Montel now, so what she could do too, if you can, sister, send me their link, and we could connect on Facebook now.
That would be great.
Catch me up on WordPress because I'm a big blogger on WordPress.
Cool.
Right now, I'm in the middle of promoting my
blog.
I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. I said we'd be interested in reading some of your blogs.
Oh, yeah, I'm a blogging fanatic. In fact, a lot of them were reconstructed and are actually going to appear in my book.
Excellent.
So, I'm just doing what I can for the... That's
really great. You know, I had a cousin of mine who sent me an email, about a week ago from our last blog for this month called Next. And she just said, it's always timely, she said, when I get it, because it really speaks to me. And she said, had you thought about compiling and putting all of those into a book?
Yep.
There you go.
I said, well, it's funny you should mention that. I said, because we actually have a fourth book on the back burner called Be Encouraged that we're going to try to get to. The Lord's called us into a season of rest from the music ministry through last year and going into this year. And at first I wasn't sure what was going on, but I just said, well, this is what you've called us to do, so we're going to be obedient. And as a result of that obedience, we've delved in very, very hard into a second book called Steps of Faith, and we just finished writing that.
That's really good.
So, and then we're working on a third one called Walking Through Grief. And so since we can get through with this one, we'll get started on that one. So this has kind of been a year of book writing, I think.
I've never seen them in my life as I have in the past couple of years is the emergence of Christian writers just coming from all directions.
I think you're right.
I've never seen it like I have in the past 3-4 years. Seeing God given a lot of Christians that gift, and there's obviously a reason for it.
Exactly.
And I'm seeing so many, and it's like, and, of course you got to, be careful because, the devil's going to, throw some of his counterfeits into the mix too. But
yep.
I'm seeing so many, though, that are, biblically on, and you just know that they're holding the sword of the Spirit in their hand. And I'm like,
Amen.
Wow, this is terrific, And in fact, if you want to tune in, I'm going to be on here on the 16th. In fact, my show is called It's All About God. And I don't know if Montel even knew this, but that's actually taken from the title of my debut book, which is also called It's All About God. And it's just, and then my second book is my testimony. It's going to be called Delivered from Darkness. And
cool.
I got to make sure I give you and Montel a copy of that as well.
Oh, and, that would be wonderful.
If you listen to my shows,
writing,
I'm real
busy. Writing down your show info. We'll see if we can't get. We'll see if we can't be in town here to listen to it.
Praise the Lord. Great. Okay, well, I'm going to go and keep listening, and I'm going to, you know, be in the prayer closet for the show. And I just wanted to come on to share that with you because I think you're doing a phenomenal job, and I think Montel did a great service by adding you to the ministry. This is really, really an awesome work that's being done here.
Well, you're very kind.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be praying for you and for your ministry that you're doing right now.
Praise the Lord. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks.
God bless.
Uh-huh.
God bless you, Jerry. Back in our board. If there's any other callers that want to call in, again, the number is 347-308-8837. And just like Jerry, I am so blessed to listen to Brian and Leah's show. Your show is just, it's uplifting, it's encouraging, and the way that you teach is in a way where people don't feel overwhelmed. I can remember back when I was a new babe in Christ, sometimes the way that people would teach and the things they would do, it can be overwhelming, and the way that you bring things forth is in a way that people can understand. You're sharing truth, and it's heartfelt, and then you put that twist of fun in there, and it's really a beautiful, beautiful program.
Thank you very much. I'm honored that you thought that. So,
well, there was
a
couple more people.
Right, because this is everything you taught me, Leah.
That's true. I did teach him everything. I'm not going to talk anymore because I'm losing my voice again, but I'm going to let him finish up talking, and I'm listening. But, yeah, it's really cool how God has morphed who we were before into who we are now. I look forward to the next morphing. You know, it's good.
And Jerry messaged me on Facebook, said he really loves you guys, that you're a great fruit bearer. So that's a compliment coming from Jerry. And he has an amazing, powerful testimony. In fact, on I do believe it's the 30th, he's going to be coming on with a lady. Jerry actually used to be, like, into the occult. And the testimony that he has in his life is so powerful. And he was saved, actually, at a gym, and he even had a band where they were God haters, and everything about him was totally against what he is now, and God has made him a powerhouse. And when he speaks, he's like you guys, he shares the truth, and he gets excited, and he has a boldness, and I just humble myself with all the amazing people that God's brought into my life, how we're all working together. And I was excited. Yesterday was our 50th episode already, and I was like, that to me came quickly because it seems like I just started, and, you know, now it's growing and more people's coming aboard, and I thank God for that.
Absolutely. He will reward you, and that's how he's doing it. That's good.
Well, that's just super awesome. And as we said earlier, we're going to be continuing to pray for your mom today on the prayer request, be praying for her ministry, for her health. And we're excited to see the great outpouring that's taking place with Reaching Out Radio.
Every day I go back, I seen today on yours, and I encourage all of my people that are on, because a lot of times, people are at work, they can't listen, or they might have something come up. Like my cousin wanted to be on today. She loves your show, but she has a friend that's in the hospital, and God turned the situation around, but she's been at the hospital a lot, and Evangelist Mary wanted to be on today and listen to you, and she got a hold of me earlier, but she had some things going on. So sometimes people just can't be there, and that's why I love the on-demand links. And every day when I go back, I look on there, the on-demand charts just keep climbing. And that's one of the things I love about Blog Talk Radio. If people can't listen live, they can still go back and listen through the on-demand links. And I encourage people on that. And all the previous teachings that Brian and Leah have done, you can get on the on-demand link. And it's on the front page of Reaching Out Radio on Blog Talk. You just search Reaching Out Radio, and you'll see hands joined together. And on the underneath of it, you can scroll down and you can find all the on-demand links. And also, You can see all the upcoming broadcasts to let you know what the shows are going to be about, what times they are. So we have a set schedule now going forth, and I thank God we got some structure and everything's going forth in that. But I know people have been listening more and more to all the broadcasts, and it's exciting every day to see when the charts go up and you see the growth, because you know that, you know, I start to weep in that because, you know, even if it was just one person in a day, which it's not, there's a lot of people listening. But when you really stop and think what we're doing, there's people hearing the word of God going forth. And the way this world is right now, there are people that are hungry and hurting, and they need this. And I believe that's why God called me to this, and he brought such amazing people to be a part of this into my life. And Jerry is one of those. You and Lee have been in my life for a while, and you guys are such a blessing in my life. And then we have Sister Pearl. She has traveled the world. She was over in Asia for almost 14 years. She established her own not-for-profit organization to help children in need. And she's over in New York with a bunch of ladies. They have Powerhouse Ministries, and they're on Friday nights with Kingdom Perspectives now. It's just so amazing to me when I started out, and I'm overwhelmed in it, but it's with gratitude to the Lord. When I started out in faith, I never had no idea. I said I wanted to be used, but I never had no idea how God would unfold this. And it's so beautiful to me because there's all different types of ministries going forth on Reaching Out Radio. Yours is unique and beautiful, and your testimony itself blesses my life. Mm-hmm. I talk to a lot of people about you. You can see the power of God in your life with what you endured in your life with the loss of your daughter, and how God turned that around, and mm-hmm. he turned it into a ministry, and it truly was from misery to ministry. And, you know, when I talk to people about your story, it takes them in, and they're amazed with the love and, you know, the peace that you have and what you endured, and that only comes from the power of God. And I think that's what's so beautiful in your ministry, is that through what you endured and your faith, and giving it to God, God has just blossomed your ministry, and it's helping and encouraging so many people. And there's people, myself, that I want to reach out to. There's been a lot going on in our area that we've had a lot of families with teenagers committing suicide, and just there's been one highway, and people, my sister said the other day, she said, I'm going to go anoint that road with oil. But there was just a family the other day, one of our local firefighters. He was only 36 years old, and his wife and son were in the vehicle with him, and this was like the fourth wreck in 4 weeks, and he lost his life. And right, you know, and I was sitting, Leah, you know, I think about what you and Brian endured, but I was thinking this woman and her son's really on my heart. I have a burden for them to really stop and think what she had to see, because my aunt lives right where the wreck happened, and her husband was beside her, and he lost his life, and they said it was bad. They had the highway closed for 7 hours. He somehow crossed the line. I don't know if he lost control, but he hit a semi head-on. And they, like, caught the side of it, and the semi actually was, like, going over his vehicle. But to think what that wife must be going through right now and her son, because, you know, I think of your book and your ministry, and I want to find ways to reach out to people, and I'm going to see how I can go about that. But, you know, I just think about all the people that are hurting and do, on a daily basis, endure the loss of a loved one. And that's what I love about your ministry, because people can connect to you, and they can feel the power of God going forth. And to me, that's why it is such a blessing to have you be part of Reaching Out Radio's ministry. The same with, you know, with Jerry. When people hear his testimony, you know, from where he was at to not loving God at all, to how God turned his life around, and now he's a warrior for God. You know, I start to weep because God is so awesome in what he is doing. And I just encourage the listeners, and I share all these broadcasts every day, and I share to hundreds of group. And, you know, I pray for God daily to give me strength, because that's how you get the word out there. You know, I got to keep it going forth. But I just really just want you to know, really truly from my heart, the great blessing you are to our ministry and to so many people's lives that you reach. People love your show. They go back and listen on demand. The same with Jerry's. It's just a blessing, and I truly know God's going to bless each and every one of you that are involved, because there are so many hurting, so many losing loved ones, parents going through, teenagers committing suicides, 12 to 18 years old in our area right now. And I'm praying against those spirits. But there's just so many different ways that your ministry can reach out and it can bless others. And I thank God for you guys. And I know it's going to continue to grow. And it takes time, but it is starting to blossom. And just, I want to keep you guys encouraged, all the other people doing ministry on here, and know that you're doing an amazing job and that people are coming back daily and the numbers are growing on the on-demand link. So I wanted to share that with you and ask you to, as well, please pray for our community, our area. I truly, truly have a burden on my heart right now to go, when you see in the newspaper every day, these young kids, one boy was just getting, he would have been a freshman this year. The other young man was a basketball player here in the area, well known, and another beautiful young lady. And most of the cases, they don't even know what had driven it, what was going on. And I think that even makes it harder on a parent. And one of the mothers actually found her son, and most of them have been choosing to go by means of hanging themselves. And that's just a terrible spirit that's in our area right now. And I want all of our listeners to please pray for this community, because it's in a little town not too far from us around here. We're all kind of like padded together. And there's been six, they just had a big write-up about it, that have taken their lives. And, you know, parents aren't understanding and they're having to endure this. And then it impacts the community, the kids. And that's when I think it would be a great opportunity, you know, to have a ministry like yours, to be able to share with people. And that's what I'm wanting to do. I'm wanting to reach out and connect people. And you really do have an encouraging, healing ministry. And I know you're both prayer warriors. And I'm really asking you, if you would, pray for this community and this need in this area. And take it before your other brothers and sisters in Christ, because it's really impacting our area hard. Mm.
Well, let me lift that up in prayer right now. Father, we just, Father, there seems to be a spirit in that area, Father, that I can't even explain it, but Father, it's just one that seems to come in such a way that it has manifested itself in the community, that, Father, that it is allowing people to turn to the dark side and to believe the lies of the enemy. And Father, that right now, Father, we pray for a revival in that area. Father, we pray that you would reveal the truth, whatever that truth is, upon what's really going on. If it's a game that somebody's involved in, or if it's a website that they're going to, but Father, we pray that that would be acknowledged. And Father, we speak against the spirits of darkness in that area right now. And by the blood of Jesus Christ, Father, we claim this community, Father. We claim this, that, Father, that we will be praying for them, that, Father, that you would make yourself known to the people in the area, that you would begin to manifest yourself within the area, and that, Father, that we speak against the powers of darkness and everything that Satan, his minions, want to bring into that area. And that, Father, we pray that you would utilize the good men and women that are in that area, that, Father, that you would come in and start speaking, breathe into that area, Father, breathe into that area of encouragement and hope instead of hopelessness, and that, Father, that you would take away the pain and the anger and the anguish that is taking place, because, Father, all things are possible by you. And, Father, all that we have to do is that we just have to believe in you, because, Father, that's what your word says, that if you believe in me, then all things are possible.
Amen.
So, Father, we just ask for this right now. We ask that you continue to be, use Montel and the people that are on her show, that she is also involved within in the community, the area, that, Father, that they would begin to collectively come together, Father, and to have prayer vigils, Father, together, that they would come together, that they would have an evening of music and psalm and of praise and of praying for the community. Father, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. That means a lot to me, and it truly has been a burden on my heart. I've been praying, and there was on the highway. I was speaking of, there were two accidents in the same spot, like a few hours apart that day, but the one the other day was just, it was a very, very terrible accident, and I'm praying for that family and for that wife and her son, and I pray for our community every day. And that's what we all need to be doing as Christians, praying for our country and for our leaders and for one another. And, you know, some of the stuff you shared today, Brian, was so deep and so real. And, you know, God will protect us, and his anointing is upon our lives, and we don't have to live in fear, because he says he doesn't give us a spirit of fear. And I thank God for the word that guides us and directs us. And I know things are going to get harder. I know there's still a lot of things to come. But when we place our trust in him, leaning not on our own understanding, but onto his, he's going to carry us and he's going to keep us. And as for me, I'm going to be keeping my eye, a watchful eye to the eastern skies, because I truly believe it will unfold before we even realize it, that the return of our Savior is coming our way.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, we're just excited to be on the show with you, and we thank you. And as Lee and I like to tell people, to be strong and be Hazak. And we look forward to being on the radio show next week with a new series. And that, Father, that we ask for protection over Montel, mm-hmm. her family, and we pray for protection mm-hmm. and blessings over her family, and for all of those people that are involved within the ministry. And those ministers, Father, that are coming to speak on the radio show, we ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And as we go out today, I want to play one of your songs. I love your music. And I also want to let people know, too, you can go on the homepage under Brian Lee's shows, and I always share the link to their ministry on there. And you can just click on it. It's in blue, and it'll take you directly to their ministry webpage. And I encourage you to visit. You can get connected with their book, From Misery to Ministry, and also Brian's amazing CDs. I love you both. God bless you for the great work you're doing here. And I want to encourage all of our listeners to know that you are of worth, that God loves you. He created you for a purpose and a plan. And I just want to keep you being encouraged with Brian and Leah here every week, the same time at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you all for listening. Thank you to all the people that's going to be listening on demand. And I always like to encourage you, don't back down when God is backing you up.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I shared two tracks with you from Brian Fouts' Reflection CD, and we were blessed to hear their program again this morning here on Reaching Out Radio to be encouraged with Brian and Leah Fouts from Hazak Ministries. Again, thank you for your time. Please continue to listen to the rest of our broadcast coming forth this week tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Minister Darlene Morgan and myself are going to be sharing in a deep, heartfelt topic that we feel that really needs addressed, and it's on suicide. And then on Thursday night, Jerry Blaze is going to be on, and his show All About God, and he's going to be teaching on spiritual warfare and signs of the time, and I'm going to be joining him. On Friday night, we have Sister Pearl Corbin from New York City. She's a powerhouse woman of God herself, and her sisters in Christ that work with her, with Kingdom Perspectives, again at 6 o'clock. Saturday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, we will have evangelist Mary Grable on to share. And again, Sister Pearl Corbin will be on Sunday evenings with teachings and ministerings. I again thank you all for keeping Reaching Out Radio going forth, for tuning in, for calling in, for listening on demand. We appreciate you. And all we do here is to glorify God, to encourage others, and let them know that there is a hope and that they are loved. God bless you all. Have a blessed week ahead. And again, as I said earlier, don't back down when God is backing you up. I love you, but know that God loves you more. Have a very great and blessed day.